Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's one of the darndest things I've ever seen. 6-page report. No numbers. Green New Deal. What's it going to cost? AOC doesn't say. What's the economic impact on the economy of eliminating multiple industries? She doesn't say. How many jobs would it cost? She doesn't say. It'll create jobs, she says. Oh, how many? Doesn't say. Okay. But it'll totally remake the economy. That's for sure. Lies only eliminating the aviation industry, the dairy industry, the meat industry, all of that can do, right? So no details, no idea of economic cost. Could have put the country in economic peril. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. The entire Democrat Party, top tier of the presidential contenders, adopts the Green New Deal and the Medicare for All. Despite a study by the former head of the Government Accountability Agency, I'll look it up. Anyway, basically saying we can't afford this. It's not going to work. Literally, economically, even if we want to do it, we can't. Well, numbers mean nothing to these people. And when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is asked, how are you going to pay for this? Oh, we're going to borrow money. But, how are you going to pay for this? Well, we don't have to pay it all back. Oh, okay. What percentage do you not have to pay back? 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 75. And who precisely are these borrowers, these lenders who are going to be okay with that? Don't know. But it's now the policy of the Democrat Party. Because AOC said so. Who the heck is she? Why is she dictating to the entire Democrat field what they must believe, what they must think, and what they must run on, even if it makes no sense? And they are doing it. They're buying it. They're taking it up. Because they're scared. They're scared of the people behind Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. One of the things that struck me as really wrong, having run a statewide campaign and understanding what it takes to raise the money to do it, even $100,000, which is what we ran on. How the heck did a waitress who failed at everything she'd ever tried, had a college degree, but somehow was still waiting tables at 28, raise $2 million to run for Congress? Impossible. Can't be done. Most sitting Congress members who have the votes and the connection to the special interest will typically raise $400,000 to $600,000 for a race, might go up to $1 million if it's highly contested. Again, these are people with connections and voting records, like the kind her opponent Joe Crowley had. She didn't have them. And I looked at the fundraising account. Something's badly wrong here. I've been thinking this for a while. There is no way. They do not give you money. Especially not when they have a perfectly good Democrat who's got a long history of doing whatever they want. So, who is AOC? Where'd she get the money? Did she do any of it herself? That's the whiz kid wonder behind her, isn't it? How did a waitress do all this? Here's your answer. She didn't. What I'm about to play for you was first broken by a podcaster by the name of Christopher Patrick Coles. Since he broke it, Rolling Stone and Breitbart, different sides of the ideological coin, have written articles saying exactly what he is about to tell you. Take a listen. This is going to make you understand. The reason I'm doing this is not just to tell you who AOC is. She's an actress. but to show you why the Democrats are so terrified of her, that they are falling in line, even if what she proposes to do, like the Green New Deal, makes no sense. Because they're all afraid they will be destroyed by the people behind AOC. Take a listen.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not really the congresswoman of New York's 14th congressional district. She is essentially an actress. She's merely playing the part of a New York congresswoman. In 2017, a group called the Justice Democrats held auditions for potential congressional candidates that they would run on their platform for various congressional seats throughout the country. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's brother Gabriel submitted her for the role. Obviously, AOC has star power. Just look at her. She's a superstar, the most famous person in Congress. Their casting was perfect. Now, I didn't have to go digging for evidence for this because they freely admit it. They brag about it.
Okay, the quote I'm about to play for you is from Alexandra Rojas. She is the executive director of the Justice Democrats, who advertised for congressional candidates to try out, along with the promise they would back them financially. What she is saying here has been reported by Rolling Stone and by Breitbart.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like literally working out of a restaurant and I was like, there's no way.
A casting call. They had a casting call. They cast Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the role of congresswoman. And they did this so they could promote their own agenda.
And what is their own agenda?
The goals are to take over the Democratic Party, eventually take control of Congress, and in turn, control the United States. They have expressed their intentions very clearly on camera.
We're going to run hundreds of candidates, and we're going to primary all of the establishment Democrats. So we're not going to be like, is it Chuck Schumer? Maybe yes, maybe no, right? No, it's a hard no.
There's a lot of terror here. Now, who's running this? Her Nazi sympathizer, chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabani, Zach Exley, and a guy by the name of Cenk Uygur, who was formerly with the Young Turks. I think he may still be. Take a listen to who they are, because they're terrifying.
What is known is that these people are dangerous. Zach Exley is a radical left open borders guy who was once a fellow at the Open Borders Foundation, which is George Soros' organization. And he seems to be the least extreme of these guys. Cenk Uygur calls his organization the Young Turks. The Young Turks is named after a group of Turkish revolutionaries formed in 1911 who slaughtered 1.5 million people in the Armenian Genocide. So we know where Cenk's influence is at. Saikat Chakrabarty is influenced by this guy, Subhas Chandra Bose. How do we know this? Because he wears this Che Guevara-style shirt with Subhas Chandra Bose's face on it in most of his videos. That seems like a pretty deliberate choice. So who is Subhas Chandra Bose? Subhas called himself a socialist, but he is quoted as saying, "Our philosophy should be a synthesis between Nazism and communism."
This is terrifying, folks. I've been screaming about Saikat for weeks now. I mean, we literally have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her chief of staff and chief fundraiser, is walking around with a Nazi's face on his t-shirt and nobody cares. And it's not like he just wore it one time, you know? Maybe he didn't have laundry done that day. He does all of his podcasts in it. This guy pledged allegiance to Hitler and worked with the SS. By the way, he hated America and back the Japanese in Pearl Harbor. This is who we're dealing with, folks. Now, you may say to yourself, okay, these people, they're crazy, though. They're not going to control Congress. Not now, no. But if we did amnesty, and you watched Florida flip to permanent blue, and Texas flip to permanent blue, and Georgia flip to permanent blue, and North Carolina flip to permanent blue, Democrats will control Congress. And, folks, if these guys control the Democrats, you're not going to recognize your country. And I'm telling you, all this could happen in a decade. Wake up. Wake up. But if you want to know why Beto had to adopt the full AOC six-page platform with pictures, that's why. These people. That's who's driving the Democrat Party, and they are terrified of these people.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.